This is the Faherty Podcast presented by Farmers Insurance.
Welcome, everybody, to Faherty Up Close and... No, wait a minute. What is... I can't remember the name of this thing.
Can we use that, please?
Yeah, that'll work. Welcome, everybody, to Faherty Up Close from a Distance. You know, I have always said... Don't look at me. Hang on. All right.
This is starting out terrifically. Here we go.
This is exactly what we're looking for. Welcome, everybody, to Faherty Up Close from a Distance. You know, I've always said that you can make it in America if you do the things that other people don't want to do. Well, my guest today has been willing to do jobs that pretty much everyone wants to do, and he's been incredibly successful doing it. Michael Pena, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, boss. I just saw you where we could actually golf and actually see each other.
Yeah. This is
big hands.
Yeah, this is kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, what's going on in L.A.? There's no traffic for once, huh?
Yeah, it's really kind of weird. And me and the family, we're back in Florida because we have a little house here in Florida. And but we were in Los Angeles. We were going to go back because we only spend the winter here because we're out here in the summer for sure. Normally, I would do, after Christmas, there's a movie. And because of all that's going on, Hollywood is pretty much shut down and it's pandemonium. It's basically the cities where, they're really, really populated, like the New Yorks and, of course, like all the places like Italy and England and of course, Los Angeles. And it's a ghost town right now. So that's why this is really good. Like the... I'm looking at Instagram more than I ever have in my life.
Now, your range, Mike, is absolutely amazing. I was looking through your credits. You've got 91 of them.
Do I really?
91. And I mean,
wow.
Anything from Shakespeare to the Farrelly brothers and everything in between. Where do you find that range?
Well, the thing was, is I started... I went to an open call and I tested for the lead when I was 19 years old, and that was 25 years ago. And I kind of didn't know what I was doing, so I watched a lot of movies. I watched two things, to be honest. I watched the Golf Channel.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Shell's Wonderful World of Golf? I loved those. Well, good gosh. And then I watched two movies. At least two movies every day of all the greats, like When Harry Met Sally. And it just seems like I don't know how I was ever going to do it, if I was going to be able to do drama and comedy and blah, blah, blah. But the one that took the longest, and you have a natural knack for it, was probably comedy. I think that's probably the hardest thing I ever had to try. Nobody's ever conquered it. There's some people that come close, but that's probably the toughest thing to do.
And there's a lot of actors have got into golf over the years. How did you discover it?
I was doing my first movie with Jack Lemmon and James Garner. And to be honest with you, I didn't even know who they were.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I knew that one of them was in Grumpy Old Men. And they kept, Jack Lemmon was like, the grip goes like this. I'm pretty sure you have a phone. And I was like, what are these guys talking about? And then I said, screw it, whatever. I don't know who they were. It's not like I was trying to kiss their ass or anything. So I'm like, I went to the driving range and I'm like, how hard can this be? And there was a beetle about 100 yards away at this driving range. And the dude that was, supplying the golf balls is like, he's like, man, just try to hit that golf, man. You can do it today, man. That'd be pretty good. I was like, okay, cool. So I tried do that. It took me seven buckets.
Let me ask you, what is more nerve-wracking for you, going for an audition that you really want the part or hitting the first tee shot at the AT&T National Pro-Am.
First tee, you know, the first shot at the AT&T, which is something I prayed, you know, I would happen one day. By the way, when I did a movie with Clint Eastwood, I didn't even ask him at all. You know, he's an intimidating guy. He's the greatest guy ever. But he's like, I was like, no, I'm not. If it happens, it happens. It's cool. But they expect us to suck. So there's, you know, it's a little different. Like, it's not like I'm a professional. And, you know, I normally, for some reason, have a weird calm about those things. And first rounds, I end up always, like, in a tournament, you know, when I have that adrenaline going, I end up shooting a little bit than I did. I think I shot a 76 the first at the Diamond Resorts. I shot a 73. And then it goes back to my regular game.
Well, you know, the great ones all have that in common. I mean, and I'm talking about actors or athletes or whatever. When it means the most, you're able to summon up whatever it takes to act as if it doesn't matter that much. And that's the hard.
That's it's really interesting that you say that, because I would coach, get friends, you know, they're like their little brother or you know, like a friend like that. And the thing is that, like, you have to be willing to, number one, fail, you know, and you have, like, you just have to be willing to either succeed or fail. You have to be able to live with it. And I think that, like, at first I wasn't very good at it, and it would crush me, and I don't know, it would just really get me down. And then at one point you just say, you know what, screw it. The only thing I can do is try my hardest and do my best. And that means going through the nerves. That means going through mental blocks and not making good decisions. And it's a lot like golf, because it's much of an internal struggle than anything else. So, you know, you really have to be very, very honest with yourself. And you have those quiet moments of you know, like, confidence. Like, you have to find it somewhere. And if there's even an audition that went horribly, you're like, is there anything I did right? And then you'll find, you know, that there is things that you did right, and then you piece it together. And then at one point, I don't know what happens, but it's the difference between some people that work and some people that don't, and some people are on tour and some people that are not, is just that mentality of, like, you know what, I'm just going to do my best.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Well, prepare to be crushed by rapid fire here.
Okay, I had one question, which me and my buddies are talking over, and then you can crush me with the rapid fire. Tiger Woods, El Tigre. Do you think Jack would have won as many majors now as he did back then?
No. No, it's much harder. Yeah, it's much harder to win these days, because the strength and depth is so much greater than it used to be. Tiger has 15, which is, and people are going to argue about this from now until the rest of time. You know, who's the greatest player that ever lived? Well, you know what? Jack Nicklaus has 18, and that's, you know, 18 is 18. You can't argue against that. But were they harder to win when Tiger was winning them? Yes.
Wow, that's a kind of a, I wasn't expecting that controversial of an answer. I appreciate your honesty, and I'm sorry for all the backlash that you're going to receive.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get crapped on. Yeah. Now, I'm used to it. You know, most of it's from Brandel anyway, so that's tolerable. Yeah. Okay, well, now that we've solved these problems, let's go straight on to rapid fire. How much TV have you binged?
You know what? Like, now, I don't even want to see my screen time, but I bet you now it's probably 5 hours a day now.
What's your favorite video game?
I have to be honest, this is going to make me sound really stupid, Street Fighter V. And I actually watch, this is horrible, even before all this stuff happened, I watch YouTube videos of other people playing Street Fighter V.
Oh, that's weak.
That's bad.
That's sad. What is your most tolerable source of news?
I love watching Fox News and CNN.
Yeah, me too.
It's to me, it's the best entertainment there is. Because
it is. It's like no news at all.
It's no news at all. If one of them says the sky is blue, the other one, yep, regardless of who it is, will say, in actuality, that's just a perception. It's a hue of blue, which in fact is brown.
And orange, yes.
And just flip-flop it, because it really is a toss. Yeah.
What's the first thing you want to do when this is all over?
Play Augusta.
All right, good one. When this is all over, will America be better or worse?
I do think it's going to be better. I think the world is going to be better, to be honest. There's little gems that I've been finding. Like, me and the wifey will go and take a little bike ride over the bridge, keeping our social distancing in, and you just get to see, spend some time outside and because you're cooped up in the house, and spend a lot of time with the family. And I think there's going to be a lot of love, and there's also going to be a lot of divorces.
It occurs to me that it doesn't matter. There's so much divisiveness in the world at the moment, and in America, that the virus doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care what the color of your skin is. It doesn't care what church you go to. It doesn't care what you identify as. And I think, in a strange way, it might actually bring us all closer together, come the time that it's over. Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining me today. It's great to see you again, my friend.
Yeah, always a good time, bud.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for joining me, Faherty fans. You can find more of the Faherty podcast presented by Farmers Insurance on Faherty.com and your favorite podcast provider. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, ART19, or Google Play. Search Faherty and subscribe. If you love the show, and why wouldn't you? Be sure to leave a rating, review, and tell your friends.